This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The officials say they will allow 2 tanker trucks of diesel fuel each day for the UN to support water and sewage infrastructure in the besieged territory. So far, almost all fuel shipments have been banned into Gaza since the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas that triggered the war. The Israeli officials say the decision has come in response to a request from the US. A lack of fuel has caused communication systems in Gaza to collapse, forcing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries. Israel says the restrictions are needed to prevent Hamas from using fuel for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The federal government is delaying a new rule that could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize after business groups sued. The National Labor Relations Board says the rule, which was scheduled to go in effect next month, will now be effective February 26 to give it time to resolve legal challenges. The rule could potentially require companies like McDonald's or Amazon to bargain with workers, even though those workers are employed by franchisees or independent contractors. The former president of the Spanish Soccer Federation has been ruled unfit to work in the sport in Spain for 3 years after he kissed a player on the lips without her consent at the Women's World Cup final. Luis Rubiales had already been forced to resign from his post after he initially tried to stay in office, despite a global uproar over Rubiales' kissing forward Jenny Hermosa at the trophy ceremony following the August 20th final in Australia. Friday's ruling by the legal panel that oversees sports in Spain comes after world soccer governing body FIFA had already banned Rubiales for 3 years. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. state of New Jersey is moving forward with its offshore wind industry, despite the loss of 2 major offshore wind farm projects when Danish developer Ørsted pulled out of the state. The State Board of Public Utilities is seeking bids for a transmission facility into which several offshore wind projects can plug. That's an important part of getting the power from ocean-based wind turbines into the onshore electrical grid. But on a more elemental level, Friday's vote represents a vote of confidence in offshore wind from a state that wants to be the East Coast leader in the industry. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a temporary spending bill one day before much of the government was to run out of money. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
The temporary spending measure keeps government funding at current levels for about 2 more months, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term package. It splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations into 2 days. The 2 deadlines were pushed by the new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he would not support any further stopgap funding measures. The spending bill does not include a request from the White House for nearly $106 billion for wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine, and it does not provide humanitarian funding for Palestinians or for U.S. border security. Donna Water, Washington.
Tech giant IBM on Thursday said it had pulled all advertising on Elon Musk-owned X for now after a report found its ads were placed next to content promoting Nazis. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
The left-leaning media watchdog Media Matters said it found that corporate advertisements by IBM, Apple, Oracle, and Comcast's Xfinity were being placed alongside anti-Semitic content. In a statement, IBM said it has, quote, zero tolerance for hate speech and discrimination, and we have immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate this entirely unacceptable situation. X said its system does not intentionally place brands, quote, actively next to this kind of content, and that the posts cited by Media Matters would no longer be able to make money off its content.
Diane Toh reports from Reuters. As countries meet in Nairobi to negotiate a treaty aimed at cutting plastics pollution, one of the tools that's been discussed is plastic credits. Those work a bit like the carbon credits that many fossil fuel companies have purchased to try to balance greenhouse gas emissions. With plastics, the concept involves companies or peoples paying for a specific weight of plastic to be collected somewhere in the world, giving them a credit to produce or use an equivalent amount of plastic. A report published Friday by 2 groups that want to see less plastic made say the credits are a flawed tool that won't help. Prominent supporters argue that the credits can mobilize money that's needed to tackle plastic pollution. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.